Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell. Thank you for joining us. We're looking at this at 5 at 5, at 5 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. We're going to put up another podcast for about a five-minute segment each morning, and then you can listen to it at your convenience store in the day. Really helping husbands to move toward godliness and to be better husbands toward their wives, and looking at just being short nuggets. So I know how us guys, we like things short, quick, to the point. Now try to do that as much as I can. We've been looking at the Bible and why it's important for us to be reading the Bible. I really think that many men find the Bible intimidating. And I want to encourage every one of you to be listening to or reading the Bible yourself. It's really God speaking to you, and through prayer we're speaking back to God. And so to encourage us in that endeavor, here's a couple of things about God's Word, because I know sometimes in today's culture we're laughed at, or we wonder, should we read the Bible? And just to encourage us in it, so right from God's Word, from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, just reading a couple verses around verse 9. But no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. So it is encouraging us to be in the Word, and to be praying, be prayerful in reading God's Word. So many times I've heard different people say things about a revelation from God, from what they've read or other things. But I really think there's reality to God's Word when we are praying. Lord, help me as I get ready to read your Word. Help me, fill me with your Spirit to really understand what you want me to get from what I'm reading. And then as we read it, if we're confused or we don't quite understand what we're reading, we cry out to God some more. God, I don't understand this. Help me understand, or help me be at peace with what I'm reading, or help me have the courage to deal with what I'm reading, or give me the wisdom as I read your Word. These are all great prayers to be praying as we read God's Word. And let me just encourage us some more from Paul. In 1 Corinthians verse 14 says this: the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So we may have friends, we may have even loved ones who mock God or who think it weird that we're reading God's Word. But I would encourage you, don't let that keep you from God's Word. Don't let that keep you from reading God's Word. And if you might, we might find people who are very intelligent, have PhDs, professors, maybe even a pastor, who is saying, you know what, God's Word isn't relevant today. We don't need it for today. And I would say, well, I think it is very relevant. This isn't like an old train schedule. I know traveling around a lot of times I'll hear about someone who read the wrong train schedule and or not the updated one. I was in Minneapolis earlier and was looking at the reality of the fact that there was a sign that told us when the train was coming, but that wasn't new enough to the schedule, right? But God's Word isn't like that. It is historical, but it's also living. It's God-breathed. And we'll talk more about that next time. But just to encourage us as men of God, as husbands, we need to be in God's Word reading. Ephesians encourages us to cleanse our wives by the reading of the Word. And that's not literally, okay, honey, I'm going to read over you to cleanse you, but there's something about us, the man, reading God's Word, and for us, for our spiritual strengthening. And so just to continue to encourage you to be in God's Word, be reading it. I'd love to hear maybe some things that you guys are reading, maybe even a book that's encouraging to read God's Word. We're going to try and highlight a book. I've already done a little bit of highlighting of J.C. Ryle's Thoughts for Young Men. And we looked a little bit at Hebrews and Genesis. So there's two books from the Bible. And then today, 1 Corinthians. So we're 2 Corinthians. But we'll keep moving forward and doing this. And I hope that this is beneficial to you. So let us know. Leave a comment or get back to us by leaving a comment, I think. Thanks again. This is John, and God bless.